equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
If you'll put Him first, you'll be among the strong, the brave, what I call third-day Christians, those revenant, remnant believers whose bones burn with a fire for the Lord, zealously laboring in the harvest fields of humanity, raising high the standard of righteousness, operating in holiness, purity, and therefore power. Well, no matter the day, no matter the week, no matter the time of day, this particular half hour that you and I get to spend together is where you'll always be firmed up and built up and strengthened in your faith, like a stream breaking forth from the cleft of a rock, faith that lifts up the weary, hurting soul, faith that exalts God, faith that proclaims the cross of Jesus Christ to be the only pathway to true freedom from sin sickness of the soul. So there's no reason to back up from my divine calling, the reason God Himself marked me out. So when that little red light right there on that camera comes on, the Holy Spirit of God pours fresh oil upon me, fresh anointing to preach, to proclaim, to tell, to teach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And may I add, that includes freedom to every captive in every captivity, because He led captivity captive. No, you were not created to live in the low, shallow flatlands of spiritual dominion. No, that's not you, where just good enough is enough. You learn here how to rise up, how to lay hold on the greater. Just say that right now, greater. I feel the prophetic unction of the Spirit of God coming on me right now. Greater. That's your word for today, because God has greater already issuing forth over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate for you, for your family, for your children, for your business, for this nation. There is freedom in that very prophetic word today. So make it your own. I'm ready for my freedom. Believe you me, it's greater. Greater, say it again. Greater than anything that you or I could ever ask, think, or imagine. If I was you, I'd tweet that out today and tell folks, get on this channel right here today, because Pastor Rod has released a prophetic word of greater. You ought to send that to everybody right now. Folks like Emma, all the way from Nevada, emailed me to say that Breakthrough has been her lifeline for more than 15 years. It's good the first time, it's better the second time, it's great the third time, it's greater the fourth time. So just stay with me. You know, we receive so very, very many emails, letters, just like this one, and they come in from around the world every single day. One of our crew here today said, Pastor, the folks in Africa love Breakthrough. Well, we've been broadcasting there for nearly 40 years now, so we're good friends. If you're from outside the U.S. today, you should be one of the very ones. Let me know where you're watching from today. Send me that card, send me that letter, send me that email. We're honored to pray for each and every one of you. So I want to thank you, Emma. We're in the season of rejoicing. It's a particular season. God is a God of order, a God of timing. God's a God of people, of places. God's a God of moments, like this one. God's a God of direction and protection through His Word. The season we're in right now, according to God's celestial timetable, is the season of first fruits. It's the divine standard of God Almighty, which was established, which is simply this: God is first. You want greater? We've got to learn to put God first. Or put it like this: if you want to be first on God's calendar, put Him first on your calendar. And you can't make God, the things of God, the things of the kingdom of God, in second place or third place or last on the list of your important things to do in a day or in a week or in a year. No. God must be first. And that decision is keeping you from bondage, from hopelessness. It will keep you abiding in the land of not enough, the land of lack, the land of wondering, where you will wonder and then you will wander. God should never, ever be an afterthought, not a pit stop, you know, on Sunday morning to get refueled. Well, you shouldn't be running out during the week. No, if you put God first every morning when that sun breaks meridian horizon and purple turns to saffron and then to sky blue, God will put you first. But He's not a God to be used only, hear me now, in cases of emergency. My daughter calls that a spare tire philosophy. It's not only useless, it's flat. The system of this world spends great, great, great deals of money, of influence, to lie to you. It exalts man over his maker, the creation over our creator. It's the same spirit that led to the downfall and the casting out of heaven of Lucifer himself. His mantra was this: I will, I want, I have a right. That's the kind of mentality that he operated in. And much of, I'm sorry to say, the church operates in that same kind of a philosophy today. Well, you know, I soothe my conscience by going to church on Sunday. And so many, many, many millions have stopped even going to church now because of that demonic thing called COVID. And so they just want to stay at home on Sunday morning. Wednesday night is canceled. Sunday night is no more. This is a time we should be running to the people of God, the presence of God, the place of God. It's the direct opposite what we're seeing of what Jesus displayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, there under the full light of a Passover moon, alone in prayer. His character was on display. Listen, your character is not exemplified by your Facebook status. Your character is brought forth by what you do when no one's watching, when no one's listening, and it's just you and God, and there you are. There your character is on display. Lucifer, in essence, said this. He said, what I want is more important than what God wants. Listen. The freedom you seek centers upon making a decision to discard the system of this world, the love of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the world's desires, its selfishness. You, on the other hand, want to spend your life exalting God Almighty as Lord, Creator, the Sovereign King. God is your number one priority. God and His kingdom alone. It's not your drive, you know, your human drive that will propel you to the top of the ladder of success, but only by your steadfast determination to put God and His kingdom first, foremost in everything you do. My mind, my heart goes to Psalm 75, where your Bible plainly tells you and me, for promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Wow. But God is the judge. He puts one down. He sets another up. Now, perhaps you've chased the standard of this godless culture, the standards of this modern age. And perhaps that's left you dry, parched. Your past defeats, discouragements, your past pain disturbs you from peaceful and restful sleep. That broken marriage, that rebellious child, maybe like very many, a loss of your profession, perhaps a drastic financial letdown, have led to shattered hope. Listen to me. Hear me. Oh, my dear friend, hear me today. Your shattered hopes can be turned around. All you need to do is put God, His kingdom, His word first. Right there, my friend, you can exchange your own plans for the very purpose of the God who created you. You can exchange your desperation for eternal hope springing up like a well of living water inside you every day. The Lord living God is more than able to be put to the test. Listen, that Bible's full of men and women who simply put God to the test. Here's one verse that proves it. He said, prove me now herewith. It's right there in your Bible, in the book of Malachi, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven, a portal, a window is a portal, it's open for a season, then it closes, and I will pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough for you to receive it. Plus, listen to this, added benefit, not a bonus, a benefit. There's a difference in a bonus and a benefit. And I will rebuke. This is God. I will rebuke. It's the only place in your Bible where God says He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. A devourer is a seed eater. Every harvest begins with a seed. And God Himself has determined to protect your harvest by rebuking the adversary from your seed. So allow me to invite you right now to do the very same. Many, every year, obey the commandment of God in His word. They put Him first, and so their first increase of that year to the Lord. For some, it's the first day's increase of a new year. For others who've grown in their faith, they will sow 1 week or even 1 month. Joni and I sow 1 month every January. We just determined to work for the kingdom of God for no increase. We sow the whole thing. The blessing doesn't lie in the amount, but rather in the obedience and the faith it takes to sow the seed that God's speaking to your heart as a first fruit, putting Him first. So let me encourage you. Sow that first fruit seed. Do it today. Call that number on your screen, or you can log on safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Now, don't forget this, beloved. When you sow, mix your sowing and your praying. Write the vision that he that reads it, he that sees it, may run. Write that vision down. Write down the freedom, the restoration, the release, the miracle that you're believing God with me as I'm in agreement with you today. I'm going to take it to the altar. Joan and I are going to add our faith to yours. And believe me, when Joni prays, heaven moves and earth responds. But I must have that first fruit seed by January 31st. That's the last day of the first month. Don't let this first month pass before you're obedient to God's word and therefore receive His blessing. His miracle is manifested by what He does when you obey. So don't let January pass without sowing that first fruit seed.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Freedom is only found in the plan of God. I wrote all about it all the way back in 1996 in one of my best-selling books. I've written over 200, you know. This one in 1996, No Dry Season. If you can get your hands on a copy of it, I'd sure do it. It's worth reading over and over again. You know, when something's anointed, it's anointed forever. It never grows old, never grows stale. There's hope, I said, for the faint of heart, those secret dwellers of the night, those hiding behind weak excuses and the weight of crippling failure. That's not the benefit God has for you. If you'll put Him first, you'll be among the strong, the brave, what I call third-day Christians, those remnant believers whose bones burn with a fire for the Lord, zealously laboring in the harvest fields of humanity, raising high the standard of righteousness, operating in holiness, purity, and therefore power. Holiness, purity, and therefore power. I'm going to say it again. Holiness, purity, and therefore power. Your freedom from lack, your release from sickness is displayed for all to see through outstanding miracles, signs, and wonders. that the God you serve, first in power, superior over all, and ruler above all. You see, Jesus came to set the captive free. That's why he came. He came to raise hell. R-A-Z-E. He came to give you the way out. But listen, as the Apostle Paul was told, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Stop resisting full surrender in totality to God and simply obey his word. Right now, at the very beginning of the year, there'll never be another beginning. This is the only one we get. This is the only opportunity. It's vital. It's absolutely necessary. Oh, if you can hear the Holy Spirit pleading with you through me today. When God is first in your life, get ready. Promotion comes from the Lord. You're blessed. I got 1 John chapter 5, where it shouts in the word of God, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That means he wills to hear us. Your first fruits offering is proof positive. Oh, hear me today, that your heart is turned toward God more than anything, toward his righteousness. Think about this. The Lord Jesus Christ was what? He was God's, the Father's, first fruit offering. A lamb slain, hear me, before the foundation of the world, before anything, God gave his son. He gave him by faith. That's right. God gave his son as the seed that changed everything forever by faith, believing that through that one son, through that seed, he would be the first begotten of the dead, and the entire human race would have forgiveness and freedom and heaven made available by the redeeming blood of that seed. Think of that. You can redeem. Ha, I feel the power of God. You can redeem right now. You can sanctify it before the Lord by the obedience of sowing a first fruit seed. It's just that simple. That's God's word. Make it your first. Right here, in the very first month, make it your best. You say, well, Pastor Rod, what is that? Well, I don't know. I don't know what your best is. As I've shared with you, for some, it might be a $100 seed. For that first $100, representing that first $100 that God brought into your life this year, and you're sowing it and you're saying to him, you're first. I'm not going to use this $100 for anything else before I make it my first fruit seed. For some, like Joan and I, as I've shared with you, for some it's a week, for us it's a month. I don't know what your seed should be, but God will witness that to you in your heart. And God said, listen, this is important. Not only to bring your first, bring your best. Whatever the best of your first is, that's it. Sow your very best first fruit seed in a shout to God that when you needed redeemed, when you needed forgiven, when you needed cleansed, when you were lost and undone without God or his son, God, gave you Jesus Christ, the first fruits of heaven, how can we do any less? The number is right there on your screen. Rush that check in the mail or simply log on that secure website, rodparsley.com, as you sow your first fruit seed. And I'll send you a beautiful, inspirational flip chart for your desk or your countertop or your nightstand. Every day, you'll be encouraged, uplifted by scriptures and timely teachings that I've paired up with those scriptures. It's all yours, one for every day this year. Plus, my brand new Freedom First, two messages that will open your eyes to the spirit of freedom and blessing that God has already prepared for you this year. So don't let January pass without sowing that first fruit seed.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Hello, this is Shayna Wilson-Williams for Valor Christian College. Two great passions in my life are music and seeing young people grow into the calling God has placed on their lives. Here at Valor Christian College, you can earn a bachelor's degree in music in an atmosphere of worship, a unique place where the anointing is passed down from generation to generation, led by one of the great generals of the faith, Dr. Rod Parsley. Take my advice, learn all you can about Valor Christian College, the school of the spirit, where world changers are made, and visit valorcollege.edu today.
This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, where the compassionate outreach of Bridge of Hope is advancing the gospel worldwide. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.